Hi, I'm Art Kaplan. I'm at the NYU Langone Medical Center and head the Division of Medical Ethics. I want to talk to you today about an interesting phenomena that comes up sometimes in healthcare, and that is the apology. We often see people say, look, if you commit a mistake, you make an error, you should apologize to the patient. And generally, I support that, and probably the reasons for it are made very clear by somebody who hasn't spent a lot of time in the hospital, but certainly spent a lot of time around needles and people peddling drugs, and that's Lance Armstrong. So we know that Armstrong has admitted to cheating. He blood doped, he took performance-enhancing drugs, and he went to the church of Oprah Winfrey and confessed all this on national television. He said, I'm sorry I cheated, but then he said, you know, everybody else does this. So I did it. But he was hinting that maybe it wasn't so bad because he was in a sport, cycling, where cheating was rampant, performance-enhancing drugs were being used all the time. And in one sense, he's right. But I found his national confession on television very unsatisfying. The reason was, not only did Lance Armstrong cheat, he went after people who tried to tell the truth. He tried to destroy their careers and sue them. Whether it was newspapers who published stories that said there's pretty good evidence that he's doping, to his teammates who came out and said he did dope, and he threatened them with lawsuits and tried to ruin their careers. Even his masseuse, who said she had obtained drugs for him, he assassinated her character and sued her. He basically was vicious in trying to go after people who crossed him and tried to tell the truth. When he did that confession, he did not apologize to them. It's one thing to say, hey, you know, I made a mistake. I cheated in a sport where there's a lot of cheating. What he should have said was, I cheated in a sport where there's a lot of cheating, and I apologize specifically to those whom I hurt. And he's not done that. And that seems to me to be the flaw in the great Lance Armstrong confession story, but it holds a lesson. If you harm or hurt someone, and you know who that is, and you, so to speak, are responsible for the harm caused, I think you have to apologize. Lance Armstrong didn't, but I think it's prudent that doctors and nurses who do commit harm accidentally to someone do apologize specifically to them. I'm Art Kaplan. I'm at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.